You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. WA man charged over anti-Semitic posts on social media. Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from the embattled eastern town of Siversk. And in cricket, Ben Stokes defends England as Ashes partying claims investigated. A Western Australian man has been charged over alleged anti-Semitic social media posts, with police seizing firearms during his arrest. The 39-year-old from Perth South was taken into custody following an investigation into comments allegedly made online. Police say the man was a registered firearms licence holder and that officers seized several firearms, large quantities of ammunition and flags linked to organisations banned by the federal government, including those of Hezbollah and Hamas. He has been charged with one count each of conduct intended to racially harass, carrying or possessing a prohibited weapon, and failing to properly store a firearm. WA Police Minister Rhys Whitby says the investigation began after a tip-off from a member of the public.
I just want to commend the individual who took the initiative, who saw something which was not right.
Shadow Education Minister Julian Lisa has repeated the Coalition's call for a federal royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. Amid calls from the government for the cooling of political tensions, Mr. Lisa says the Prime Minister's refusal of a royal commission shows an unwillingness to deal with anti-Semitism. He says the family of the Lindt Cafe siege victim Katrina Dawson have also called for a royal commission.
Now, if the Prime Minister's not going to listen to the opposition in terms of their calls for a Royal Commission, if he's not going to listen to the former Chief Justice of Australia, the former Chief Justice of New South Wales, over 170 of Australia's top lawyers, his own backbenchers, Mike Friedlander and Ed Husic, maybe, just maybe, he will listen to the family of Katrina Dawson, whose life, like the lives of the 15 people at Bondi, was cut short by the gunman's bullet.
Let's go to overseas news now. A newly released US Justice Department documents include an email from a New York prosecutor stating that President Donald Trump flew on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's private jet 8 times during the 1990s, more than previously reported. The 7th of January 2020 email says flight records show Mr. Trump was on board at least 4 times alongside Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell, who is now serving a 20-year prison sentence for helping Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. Mr. Trump has denied the account, writing in a 2024 social media post that he was, quote, never on Epstein's plane or on his stupid island. Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from the embattled eastern town of Siversk, according to Kiev's military, as Russian troops press on with an offensive aimed at threatening key cities that underpin Ukraine's eastern defences. The loss of Siversk comes as Ukraine faces pressure from the United States to move quickly towards a ceasefire deal in the nearly 4-year war triggered by Russia's invasion. The withdrawal brings Russian forces closer to the strategic hub of Slovyansk, about 30 kilometres to the west. Slovyansk is a northern anchor of the so-called fortress belt of cities in Ukraine's heavily industrialised Donbas region, territory Moscow has demanded Kiev's surrender as a condition for ending the war. As many Australians reunite with families and friends to celebrate Christmas today, charities are planning lunches to support those at risk of loneliness during the festive season. Wesley Mission is hosting a free Christmas Day lunch in Sydney to bring people together from all walks of life, and disability and community services are also working to ensure vulnerable Australians are not left without care or connection over the end of year shutdown. Dr. Michelle Lim, the CEO of Ending Loneliness Together, says it's challenging for services to address the severity of the loneliness crisis, particularly during this time of year.
We know things like loneliness in particular is highly stigmatized, even though it's highly prevalent, and people don't want to talk about it. Australians who maybe have an existing health problem or disability or mobility issues might be particularly vulnerable during Christmas because they might be seeing fewer people and there might be fewer services around.
To sport and in cricket, England's Ben Stokes has defended his team after reports that players got drunk while partying following the second Ashes test. England cricket chief Rob Key says the team's conduct is being investigated. England team managers are yet to confirm one widely shared video on social media that appears to show one of the players getting drunk in Noosa. Stokes says the team is still determined to win the two remaining tests, but his immediate priority is looking after his teammates' welfare. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.